the truth is, if you go with the favorite, most of the time, that's how it's going to play out. And I think this year, the media and the critics groups really tried to pit this Social Network versus King's Speech duel that really perhaps never was there, because the King's Speech is an elegant and well-written and well-acted film. It's period. It kind of meets all the criteria, even touches on the war. And so, you know, it's just what the Academy loves. And so maybe there never was a battle. And, you know, they did the same thing with the Melissa Leo taking out trade ads and, you know,
promoting
the controversy.
Promoting herself.
And, you know, a lot of people felt, you know, that category could have gone in other ways, but in the end, she ended up pulling it out. So, you know, in the end, the favorites did do really well. I will say, though, that 4 for 12 is not the best average. I mean, and the King's Speech had 12 nominations going in, and it won 4. And there was a time in the evening when the Social Network won Score, which I was thrilled with.
That was fantastic.
In an upset.
Yes.
Yeah. And they lost all those technical categories to Inception, and where you thought, ooh, this could be interesting. But then when Tom Hooper won for director, it kind of sealed the deal. They did spread the wealth this year. Social Network did well. They won 3. King's Speech won 4. Inception won 4. The Fighter, you know, won both of the supporting categories, which is very rare. Hannah and Her Sisters was the last movie to win both of the supporting prizes. So, you know, they really did kind of spread the wealth this year, and they didn't do the sweep that a lot of people anticipated. I will say now, though, that the True Grit, you know, with 10 nominations, it joins Gangs of New York and The Color Purple as one of the biggest losers in Oscar history, because they didn't win anything.
Yeah, 10 nominations, but no wins.
Yeah, no wins. And, you know, much like Gangs of New York and perhaps The Color Purple, well-respected films, but just lost. I thought True Grit's best chances were in cinematography, which is one of the categories that I missed on my ballot.
And that went to Inception.
Yeah, and that went to Inception, and I thought Hailee Steinfeld might have a chance, though I thought Melissa Leo would win, but, you know, it was shut out, and, you know, I don't exactly know what that says, other than there was just competition this year. It was a good year. You know, the 10 films that were there really represented a broad range, and they were very good.
We should mention that of all the picks you made over the past 2 weeks...
18 for 22.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Did you win your Oscar pool?
Oh, yeah. I have a nice wine holder. This year was tough. We might say that every year, but remind me next year when we do this again to say, you know, go with the favorites, go with the favorites.
Those movies have had, they'll get a nice little bump. But now we're looking at the blockbuster sequel season, aren't we?
Yeah. I don't know what we're gonna have to focus on other things in the future for a few weeks, because this summer there's not a whole lot. Even the sequels that are coming out are not that exciting. I mean, I'm very excited for the next Batman sequel, but that's next year.
Right.
But there is some interesting stuff to look forward to this year. I know Spielberg's got a new film, so that'll be nominated next year. I don't even know what it's about. Meryl Streep is in 2 big movies coming out this year, and she's so overdue. She's in the Story of Margaret Thatcher,
mm-hmm.
and she's in August Osage County, which is a film version of a play that did really well at the Tonys a few years ago. So she's got some chances. And so, I mean, what's upcoming as far as film this year, you know, is hopeful, but yeah, you're right. I mean, we've got Pirates of the Caribbean 4 and we've got, you know, Spider-Man 18 or, you know, it just, the summer is not, you know, the best time to look forward to.
But there's always one or two movies that kind of surprises you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
this
what
past year, Kids Are All Right came out in the summer. Winter's Bone came out in the summer. Toy Story 3 came out in the summer. In the past, Little Miss Sunshine came out in the summer. So it's a time where a great movie can come out. It's just got to find its spot amongst all those blockbusters. But there isn't an adult audience. And with The King's Speech, Black Swan, The Fighter, all of those movies last night doing so well, Social Network, it's proved that that 18 to 25-year-old male demographic is not necessarily the only people that are going to movies right now. I mean, it's adults. It's our listeners. It's people who, you know, love film. And so I hope that encourages, you know, those kind of movies to be spread out a little bit more. But that's pretty optimistic.
You know what? One movie came out last year that was not even a hint of an Oscar conversation about that I liked was The American.
Oh, with George Clooney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a great movie, but it was a...
It's so interesting how... and I would recommend to any of your listeners to go rent the Christopher Guest movie for your consideration. It came out a few years ago. Because it really does dive into how buzz is created and how one movie can get a bunch of buzz and success around it, and another movie that's equally, you know, good or on the same plane can just go away.
No traction whatsoever.
I mean, The American was as good as, say, The Town, but The Town got a nomination for Jeremy Renner. That happens every year where, you know, you get these movies that just don't get the publicity push. There was a Ben Affleck movie that got really good reviews that came out at the end of the year last year. I think it was called The Company Men.
Right.
Had Ben Affleck and Chris Cooper, and nowhere. I mean, it went nowhere. So it's where the money decides to be pushed and where the marketing comes in. And, you know, I guess the one thing that I would say we can certainly take away from last night is Harvey Weinstein and the Weinstein Company that did The King's Speech is back. Because he went away a few years ago after Miramax was sold. There was a big public battle with Disney, restarted a company, and now he's got a Best Picture winner. So that's the same people who did Chicago and Shakespeare in Love and The English Patient. So, you know, that's a great accomplishment for them. And I hope that it signals the door that we're going to have a year full of adult movies.